Two new city council committees have been created to look at quality of life issues in Springfield, Massachusetts. Springfield City Council President Orlando Ramos has announced a green committee to work on energy, environmental, and climate change issues affecting the city, and a dog park committee to create the first dedicated location in the city for people and their canine friends to exercise and play.
For each of these committees, we are asking you, the media, to assist us by helping us spread the word, because we want participation from the public. The city of Springfield has a population of 155,000, roughly, people. A lot of very talented people, a lot of people who want to get more involved in the legislative process, and those are the folks that we want to target.
Ramos invited people who are interested in serving on the new ad hoc committees to send their resumes and letters to the city council office in City Hall.
There are people out there who are dog lovers, who are animal lovers, that want to get involved in helping in those sort of efforts. And we want to make sure that we reach out to those folks and offer them the opportunity to get more involved in their local government.
Newly elected City Councilor Jesse Letterman will chair the Green Committee. Letterman, who was an environmental organizer with Arise for Social Justice, said he expects the committee, which had a previous incarnation in 2010, to recommend specific policies for the council to act on.
Some of the things, you know, that I think we've brought up before and would be interested in looking at are our transition to LED lights across the city of Springfield, also seeing the city of Springfield's climate action plan, which was unveiled just a few months ago, really move forward. There's really some fantastic recommendations within that proposal, and we want to provide some support for that. And also, this is an opportunity to bring new ideas and new proposals forward.
Picked to chair the dog park committee because of a background in grant writing, City Councilor Marcus Williams said his constituents have told him a public dog park would be welcome in Springfield.
Our neighbors in Ludlow as well as Agawam have one, and I know that they thrive in those locations, so I'm certainly looking forward to having that be the case here as well.
The dog park committee will also have members appointed by the city's parks and health departments and the regional animal shelter. The Police and Community Relations Committee will continue for a second year, but Ramos has not announced the committee's makeup. Also, the Casino Oversight Committee will keep going, with City Councilor Mike Fenton returning as its chairman. Councilors were assigned by Ramos to serve on 11 permanent committees.
Appointing committees is always a difficult task. I try to utilize everyone's strengths and backgrounds and experience and match it appropriately with the committee that I think that they would be most interested in serving in and most useful. So it's always a difficult task, but I think I did a very, I think I was fair and inclusive in that process.
City Councilor Tom Ash, who'd been the longtime chairman of the council's Public Safety Committee, no longer serves on that panel. Kateri Walsh, the dean of the council and its current vice president, sits on two committees but chairs neither. Ramos said he heard no complaints from his colleagues after informing them of the committee assignments. The city council president deactivated four committees: race and civil rights, special permit review, audit, and elder affairs. He said those committees had met infrequently last year, and the duties and responsibilities of each would be absorbed by other permanent committees. Ramos dissolved the Special Young Professionals Committee. Its most noted accomplishment was crafting an ordinance that passed last year to license and permit food trucks to operate in designated areas in the city's downtown. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.